away. Wasting time, looking for answers, going out my mind. I wanted to see behind the scenes, but now I'm letting go. Cause the safest place that I could be is in your brain. I know I'm ready to chase impossible.
Sunday morning, everybody. Welcome to Sunday Morning Praise exclusively on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. Hope everybody's doing okay. Today is what, October the 17th, 2021. We're feeling refreshed. We're getting coffeed up, and we know that our God is with us all the way. That's right. I want to read a Bible devotion to you, but before I do, I want to remind you, if you have any questions, comments, suggestions, hey, you can always email me here at Faith Studio 1 in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. And my email address is morningsbrew@gmail.com. Again, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, like me on my Facebook page, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Check that like button, and you can follow me for free. All right. Well, in times of trouble, this is my Bible devotion on a Sunday morning here on Sunday Morning Praise. The book of Psalms, chapter 55 and verse 22, scripture reminds us, cast your burden on the Lord and he shall sustain you. You know, God gives us things to accept, things that even we cannot change, but the courage to change things, you can change, and wisdom to know the difference. In fact, prayer expresses an important thought. One, we shall all pray and live. Some things in life, you know, you just can't change, and some you can. Some things God has given you as fixed realities that you must accept. And some things he would have not accepted, but with his help, work to change. So if you fail to do things and to accept some things and to work to change things, change others, you end up burdened with worry and undesired guilt and frustration. We've all been there, haven't we, friends? In fact, someone once said that worry is the interest paid on trouble before it becomes due. Instead, God would have us learn to trust him. Let me just remind you, a sweet reminder, cast your burdens on the Lord and he shall sustain you. By the way, when you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I want you to remember one thing. You are free. I'm free. You're free. And this morning on Sunday Morning Praise, Newsboys remind us, we are free. Good morning. Get you coffee, juice, milk. Enjoy Sunday Morning Praise with CA.
Dead will rise.
one of my many favorite songs, You Are Amazing God, Indescribable by our friend Chris Tomlin. Well, if I may share something, and good morning everybody on Sunday Morning Praise with CA here at Faith Studio One in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. Hope everybody's doing well. I don't know how your week has been. My week, well, it's a new week. We're starting off refreshed. Excuse me. It's been a crazy week this week. I reflect back, if I may share, and I probably would love to share a little testimonial about my friend Denise. If you could, let's continue to keep Roger in prayer. Her husband Roger, who's a very dear friend of mine, just coded as CA's friends. Lost one of my friends, Denise, to COVID. And I tell you what, that's just a deadly disease. She was in the hospital for about 5 months. She had COVID pneumonia. And my heart really pours for Roger, her son Matt, her daughter-in-law Jessica, their kids and grandkids. Denise was one of the best ever, in my opinion, children's church directors, or now they call them children's pastors, that I've ever ran into. We worked so closely together. I mean, in the early years before the people that are still at North Naz that still go there, I remember doing all kinds of things. I was, and I'd done stuff previously in the past in other ministry works at other churches I do, that I was at, I should say, but I remember if she needed something when I was in there for like on the children's department, and I ran, and I did like Sunday schools for all these little, you know, these kids up to the age before they became teenagers. And back in the heydays of North Naz, I remember Denise talking to me and she's like, well, do you think we could get S-Claws? I said, yeah, I got just the perfect one. If most of you folks and most of you parents know exactly who S-Claws was, yours truly did it. Not only back in the day at North Naz, but back in the early days of North Naz, because I was there for about, oh goodness, about most of my life, probably about, let's see, 55, so that'd put me almost 40 years. Well, when her and Roger came to the church, I never will forget, we welcomed them with open arms, and there ain't very many of us at the old North Naz that were even left. A lot of them had gone home to be with the Lord, but I'll tell you, I appreciate everything that Denise did for my children, who are now growing up, and one's already raised and got another one fixing to be raised. They touched lives. There wasn't a life that Denise did not touch, and I know right now that she's celebrating up there with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and she's in awe, and she's with her family. And Roger, if you hear this, I know one day you'll be united with her, and Matt will be united with Mom, and just know that we are continuing to pray. This is my third friend that I've lost to COVID. All I can tell you guys, and I normally would not say this on Sunday Morning Praise, whatever decision you make, please take care of yourself. Realize life is so short, and this song I just want to dedicate to Roger and family on Sunday Morning Praise, and someone that might have lost somebody. It's a Wayne Watson song back in 1990. Good job, good and faithful servant. We'll see you on the other side, Denise. Home Free with Wayne Watson.
Good. light that glows by the front door. Don't forget the keys under the mat. When childhood stars shine, always stay humble and kind. Go to church 'cause your mama says to. Visit grandpa every chance that you can.
Of the truth.
There you go. Good morning, everybody. Sunday Morning Praise with CA on iHeartRadio. And, of course, we're the Morning Brew Christian podcast show on iHeartRadio. Before I get ready to play this next song on Sunday Morning Praise, I want to read another Bible devotion to you. This one's called Surrounded with the Song. And I love music, and I know you guys do too as well. And sometimes we just need that uplift and praise. In the book of Psalms, chapter 32 and verse 7, Scripture reminds us, "You shall surround me with songs of deliverance." You know, someone had said when faith is strong, troubles begin truffles. But that doesn't mean our troubles aren't real and that we fact or didn't exist. You see, God takes some friends seriously. So seriously, He sent His Son Jesus Christ into the world to deal with the root of the cause, which is sin. But just as Jesus triumphed over death, so He helps us triumph over trouble, existing in the midst of the troubles. In fact, Scripture reminds us in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 31 and verse 13, "I will turn their mourning to joy." Remember that. You may even want to highlight it in your Bible. It's again in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 31, verse 13, "I will turn their mourning into joy." Mourning like you're mourning something. So how does it happen? By looking to faith to God. And He has not abandoned us, and He has plans for us for our future. He can even give us an optimistic spirit, somewhat like the Englishman that I heard about, someone mentioned during World War II, which stood looking at the deep hole in the ground where his bombed out home once stood. "I always did want a basement," he said. "Now I can have a jolly well-built one, another house that I've always wanted. That house is up there in heaven because He has many mansions for us." Continue to press on. Continue to rejoice. Continue to celebrate our Lord and Savior. Take time to worship Him. Sing praises to the Lord, my friend, the late Rich Mullins. Sunday Morning Praise with CA.
started out strong, but somewhere along we lost our way. Done things in your name, I'm so ashamed, I don't have the words to say. We've killed and destroyed, stolen and blamed, all in your name. You told us to give, told us to love, but we chose to take. You laid down your life, put power aside, showed us the way and the truth. We roll in the church, open the word, and forget that we're called to include. Now it's long overdue, but I can't dilute what we seem to have put on the shelf. I can't speak for us all, but I gotta believe I'm speaking for more than myself when I say, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, so sorry. I'm sorry, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, so sorry. We say that we're one, but we're broken up by anything that can divide. Color of skin, the clothes we're in, that valley's deep and wide. We overlook the broken, the homeless, and discard the poor. While we celebrate the rich and the beautiful with a wide open door. I'm sorry we're nothing like you. You chose to bear a cross. We choose to give you parts of us, and rarely the parts that cost. Now it's long overdue. But I can't dilute what we seem to have put on the shelf. I can't speak for us all, but I gotta believe I'm speaking for more than myself when I say, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, so sorry. I'm sorry, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, so sorry. Wake us up, wake us up, wake us up, Lord. Wake us up, wake us up, wake us up. Wake us up, wake us up, wake us up, Lord. Wake us up, wake us up, wake us up. I'm sorry.
Disappear. Praise the Lord. He can work through those
Our friend Russ Taff, praise the Lord. What a way to close out Sunday morning praise on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. Guys, thank you so much. As I get ready to saddle up and head out of Faith Studio One, let's go ahead and say a prayer. And I'm going to go ahead and pray for Roger and family, of course, with the loss of his wife, Matt's mother, Jessica's mother-in-law, and the grandkids' grandmother, and my dear friend, Denise. So if you could just remember CA's friend, Denise, and let's just pray for Pastor Roger and family. Dear Jesus, we thank you so much for all you do. I have this very urgent, heavy heart prayer request for Pastor Roger and the loss of his wife. And we think of him, we think of Matt, her son, and we think of Jessica, the daughter-in-law, and the grandkids. And Lord, how Denise touched so many lives at churches she's been at, her and Roger. Lord, I just pray right now through this grieving time that the family, that you just knit them together and they just stay ever so strong, and that they continue to cling to the cross in times of trouble and times of sorrow, and they reflect on the great memories of Roger on his wife and Matt on his mother and Jessica on her mother-in-law and the grandkids on their grandmother. Oh, Jesus, I just pray you be with that dear family. I pray for anyone that has lost the battle with COVID, dear Lord. We don't have the answers, but you do. Lord, I just pray that you be with those that are getting ready to go to church, that you just watch over God and put your hand upon them. And Lord, the ones that aren't able to go to church and maybe having to watch church services all across America, the world, and watch them online because our culture has changed so much. Lord, we know one day you're going to be coming back soon. We just don't know when. And you're going to rescue your saints. And Lord, we know you want us to live our lives. And even though there's challenges that go on, we know that we can continue to cling to you. And we thank you for all you do. And the ones that are sick, may you just touch them and heal them. The ones that are going through marital problems or relationship problems, may you send angels their way from heaven in a human form that will just help them in times of trying to get things worked out. We can't fix everybody. They got to cling to you and they got to accept you. And the ones that want to accept you, may they reach out to people that can lead them to you. As simple as ABC, the most easiest free gift you could ever receive and the greatest gift in the world, having you in our heart. We thank you. We love you. We praise you in everything you do. And all God's people said, amen. All right, guys, this is CA on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show now on iHeartRadio. Before I sign out here at Faith Studio One, in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. It's going to be another gorgeous day. I want to remind you, if you have any prayer requests, questions, comments, suggestions, please email me here at the studio, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Guys, if you can't find my podcast, search me up on Google, The Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Also, special note, two of them. One is you can find me on Amazon Music if you have Amazon Music. Search me up there as well. But I'm all over. I'm on iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Apple Podcasting, Google Podcasts, you name it. Thank you again from the bottom of my heart. It's been a little over 3 years I've been on radio. I've been doing podcasting, Christian podcasting. We got her on show and doing radio on iHeartRadio. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Over 3 years now. Praise the Lord. I wouldn't change it for anything. I also want to thank you for making me the number one rated, according to iHeartRadio, number one rated morning Christian podcast. Thank you. Thank you so much. I am humbled, and I will continue to do what I feel we need to do. All right, I'm getting ready to settle up. Again, leaving Faith Studio 1 in Fort Worth, Texas. Remember, the sun does rise on the other side. I want y'all to enjoy life. LIFE! Y'all have a good day. Bye for now.